Got Your Ears On is brought to you by Tactical Legion Knives. Live from the campus of Top Radio, under the direction of Guido, Scoot, and Johnson, it's the pride of podcasting. It's Got Your Ears On.
Hey everybody, Guido here with you on this week's Got Your Ears On. We're going to throw it back again to another old Tob Radio, let you hear the beginning of the first ever Bluff the Fluffs quiz. So this was the first ever Bluff the Fluffs. We talk a little bit about the Kentucky Derby and, you know, some animal poop as you do. So definitely check out this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a new episode of Got Your Ears On. Everybody have a good week. You're listening to Got Your Ears On.
Previously on Tob Radio.
Because I feel a fry should stand on its own. Now, yep. I'm gonna get real with you fellas.
You don't know what Tron is.
Is it? Is there some sort of connection to Watson?
God. I'm calling you Pickle Scoot. Pickle Scoot! Pickle Scoot!
This week on Tob Radio.
I'm going to hit the eight ball into South Africa.
This is excrement that has just been left out to sit.
I will say I didn't know there was instant replay in the Kentucky Derby.
Get your hands on the dash. Stop messing around in there.
So sit back, crack open a cold one, and get ready for the Old Boys.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of the Old Boys Tob Radio. I'm Guido, along with Scoot.
Yeah, yeah.
And Johnson.
Let's do it.
And we're back this week. Another great week.
Tone Loke.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
There should be like a little guitar riff behind that.
All right, I hate that now.
That's funny. So we're back this week. Got a great show for you. Going to start it off with probably what the biggest thing that happened over the weekend. The Kentucky Derby happened, and I know that you know, everybody probably has heard now about. I will say I didn't know there was instant replay in the Kentucky Derby, but apparently there is, and apparently it makes it last for like another half hour or 20 minutes.
Well, it feels like it's understandable. There's instant replay and everything else. There might as well be in a horse race.
Right. So anyways, and they show the instant replay, and I don't know anything about horse racing, but apparently maximum security, you know, cut off, literally just like cut off. Like what Scoot does when he's driving, he cuts off somebody in a lane.
He impeded the path of the other horses, right?
And therefore, but it wasn't even a horse that had a chance of winning, and therefore another horse ended up coming and winning Country House. Was that what it was called? Country
Yeah, Row? By via disqualification.
Via disqualification. But here's my question, guys. What other sporting event can you think of where people dress like they dress for the Kentucky Derby? Like crazy hats.
Maybe. Yeah, that's
how about like a croquet match?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean like a sporting event that people watch. Like people like it's as big. Okay. You don't dress up to go to the Super Bowl. You don't.
Well, the only thing that came to mind was like what were they doing in Pretty Woman? What were they watching? Wasn't it like polo? It was like horse polo.
Yeah, like yes, that's, sure. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And the people were kind of dressed, but that's also horse related. So maybe it's just horse related stuff.
What about like
we're making the assumption too here that the way it was portrayed on Pretty Woman is what actually I actually have no idea. I just know that movie. So, but now I'm uncomfortable that you're not commenting because that's a movie you, that everyone.
I'm just
has
letting
seen.
You dig.
Sounds like a great
so
film. Sounds
like I feel yeah, like I don't know. That's on you guys and I'm nothing sure. Weird about me.
Were the action scenes full of gunfights and?
I'm just trying to say, like, when you go, you maybe golf, like people, okay, they wear like khakis and polo shirts.
I think this is like borderline. Like, in a weird way, so let's say I go to an Alabama football game.
Right.
I was going there.
And I decide I'm going to wear that ridiculous houndstooth printed hat like Bear Bryant. Because what other sport or team do you try to dress up like an old dead coach?
Well, but like, they also, in the South, though, too, people will, they'll wear dress clothes, bow ties, and stuff to a college football game. That's I thought you were going to say too.
I've been to a Dartmouth football game, you know, Ivy League, and there were some guys with those flat, they look like a rice cake kind of hat.
Oh,
and bow ties and suspenders.
Barbershop quartet type
getup? Yes. They were there. It was very odd. I remember thinking to myself, that's crazy that they're dressed like it's 1930 and Woodrow Wilson's going to throw out.
Well, and that's what I was thinking about the Kentucky Derby. Like, everybody's dressed like it's like the, you know, the early 1900s and all fancy pants it up. And I was just, there's no,
but I'll give them that though. I mean, that's part of the tradition, right? I mean, it's okay. kind of baked into the race, I think. So for them, I mean, I guess I get it. It's kind of like just part of the experience of going is to,
okay, let me ask
to do
you
that.
This. So on average, let's say a typical guy to get ready, to get dressed up like that, how long do you think it would take?
For me, I would say I'm a 45 minute to an hour to get ready like that.
Okay. I'm going to go 45 minutes.
Lady probably longer.
Yeah. You
know, same amount, maybe longer.
I'd double it.
Double it. Yeah. I would say double it. Maybe a little less, but double it. It's close.
The Kentucky Derby is how long?
2 minutes.
Okay. So Fastest, all of this, most exciting two minute race.
But the experience of that's an all day event at the track though.
Other races?
Yeah, so I guess there are like other races that day at the track and I mean it is definitely a be seen sort of thing. I mean, I will say, I don't know if you saw Tom Brady took the cake with the best hat. He had like this, you know, it looked like, you know, the fireman hat that
I saw. He looked like the man in the yellow hat.
But on the side of it, he had a horse, and the horse had like its little blanket, and it said 6X on the side of it for his 6 Super Bowl wins.
I would have said like he's got a 6-inch diameter head.
Scoot, what would you wear if you got invited or got tickets to the Kentucky Derby? What is a Scoot wearing to something like that?
I think I go suspenders, bow tie. Maybe the pants are a little on the short side. I'm going to show off a little bit of ankle. Yeah, I'm going to show off a little ankle.
But your sock game would be tough. So
perhaps some sort of loafer, maybe with a shiny buckle.
All right.
What about you, Johnson?
If you want to be a pilgrim, that's up to you.
Are you wearing like flashy colors? Like, are you wearing like the pastels and the?
I don't think so, but I might go ascot.
Ooh.
That's
strong.
That's very strong.
What's his face on Monday Night Football?
Booger McFarland? Woodson.
No. Booger McFarland. No, I don't want to look like Booger. Yeah, Charles Woodson. He'll mix in like an ascot instead of a tie. Yeah. I like that. Now, I might go fancy that way. Booger McFarland.
Here's my beef with the whole horse race.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit in a scissor lift and talk to everyone about horses.
While people throw their beers at me because they can't see the game.
Sorry, Scoot. Go ahead.
If you've got a pet.
Yeah.
And all of us do.
We all have pets, right? Johnson and I have horse-sized cats.
I agree with that. Very apropos that we would talk about animals. Right.
Johnson's children ride his cat as if it were some sort of amusement park ride.
Johnson, do you have a cat saddle?
how come they're like the names on these horses? Can we not just have a horse named like Fred?
Fred the horse. No.
Dude, no one wants to watch Fred the horse race. They want to watch Maximum Security. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Country House.
I'll give you that. I don't really understand that. But.
War of Will. I like my favorite name though was Win, which did not win. Placed 14th. No, tonight.
Scoot, I feel like your horse would be like if you were a breeder. Your horse would be named something like
Bob.
I don't know, like a cheese, a certain cheese.
Oh,
like
yes.
Limburger.
Gouda.
Yeah.
Gouda.
Coming around turn three, Gouda is in the lead.
Or Gouda wheel or something. Yeah, something. I would definitely have something.
Or like chili con queso or something like that.
Smarty Jones.
I feel like you would definitely pick a name just to have people just to hear somebody say it, like just to hear the announcers call the name.
Ridiculous.
Scoot's pants are on fire. It's coming around the third.
Mucho Macho Man.
His name would be Pickles.
Pickles. Pickles the. Yeah, I hate Pickles. I think. I think it's so interesting. Like, so does your, and I know they do it with dogs. Cats, they don't do it. Like, so my cat's name, we call him Sam. I named him Sam Adams after the wonderful lager out of Boston.
All right.
Johnson, what's your cat's name?
Yeah, this is bad. I'm just going to go ahead and be transparent. You're going to make fun of me. I don't care.
Maximum sized.
I started calling the cat Pants.
Pants.
Okay. After a while, I don't know why, but it stuck. So a lot of times you'll hear the kids too, they'll just be walking through the house like, Pants, what's going on, buddy? And I like, where does that come from? I don't know why we started calling him Pants, but it's funny. See, and it
that's
fit.
Funny. Yeah, right. It fits.
It
I feel
stuck.
Like dog
it has
people,
nothing to do with Max. That's
I feel
his
like
name, but
I do feel like dog people take their naming way more serious than cat people take naming their animals. I mean, like, dog people have the AKC and they can register their dogs and they give them these big, long, you know, names. Scoot, like, what are your dogs are named after?
First one is Crosby McCutcheon.
Named after Pittsburgh. Yeah.
And then we have Tucker Cervelli.
Tucker Cervelli. It's really gonna be sad when Francisco Cervelli doesn't sign a contract next year with the Pirates. And
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but now Tucker doesn't get called Tucker. A lot of times he gets called Tucky.
Tucky.
So it almost like people might think we named him Kentucky or something, but Tucky.
Well, we do that too. Max, when he's like undercover, he goes by his spy name, which is Pantalones.
Oh, okay.
So wait, well, your cat's name is Max, but you call him Pants?
Yes. I mean,
what's wrong with Max? What, like,
nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, I still call him Maximus.
We're probably talking, when you say undercover, we're talking like a 8x10 sheet.
Yes.
Because that's about the only thing that's going to put him undercover.
That's a good fat cat joke, Scoot. Yes. No, we're just saying, like, his name is Maximus. We named him after, at the time, the Rapunzel movie Tangled. Remember that? Remember that?
Back
Russell
to Disney.
Crow and the Gladiator.
I'm just saying, that's what they were watching at the time. And the horse's name was Maximus. So that's what she was like, hey, let's do Maximus.
So that's just
where it came from.
Let's just reverse here, talk about how we named our animals. Me, I named my animal after beer. Scoot, you named your animal after Pittsburgh athletes. And Johnson, you named your animal after Disney characters.
Hey, like that's what happened.
I like how we group that.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying.
That's what happened.
How you look at it. Well, anyways, I thought the Kentucky Derby was interesting this weekend. I watched it. It was amazing to see people wearing just I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby and dress.
Well, like, so that's what I was going to say. You go? Would you go in person?
Oh, 100%.
I'd like to see you in a bowler hat.
Bowler hat.
Maybe suspenders.
I mean, I have an array of vineyard vines that I could wear there. Like, I would look like
you
everybody else.
You
there.
Could really accentuate your salmons.
Would you bet? Would you bet if you went to the Kentucky Derby? Neither of you guys say, hey, listen, don't pick on my salmon pants.
I feel like you'd have seersucker pants on.
Would you
have on?
Would you
perhaps
guys,
a fine
I,
linen?
Would
I
you
would
lay
bet.
A bet? You would
I
bet.
Think I would bet.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Don't
like,
know
how do you bet
I
on?
Be
I don't.
Doing,
yeah,
but I think I would.
I don't think I would. I would be.
But
too,
you gotta.
I know
you gotta
me,
bet.
Be
like, why
chicken.
Else are you there watching it? Like, what's
no?
The...
I would bet, but I wouldn't bet big dollars.
It's like going to Vegas and not playing a slot machine. Like you have
I think
to. Do
I
it.
Would bet based on the color of the horse and maybe its blanket.
It's blanket. The horse's blanket.
Yeah,
but do like you know look. That? Do you know that up front?
I don't know.
I don't know if you know.
I feel like you'd be going off the name, Scoot.
Or the numbers. What do you think about, like, don't they talk about, like, the six horse or the five? I've got the five horse.
Oh, well, I mean, you got the odds. So, you like, do you bet the odds? Like, do you say, hey, if I put $1,000 down on a 50-to-1 horse, I'm rich, you know? I don't know.
No, either.
You can tell we're definitely never going to do a gambling segment on this show.
I am green on that for sure.
All right, well, listen, let's take a break. We're going to come back with a brand new segment. It's going to be super exciting, I think. It's going to be our like a quiz. We're going to see who's smarter between who's the most smartest, who's smartest. Smarter.
I feel like we've just
not the host. Something.
Not me.
Not the host.
Not me. We'll come back right here on Top Radio with our new quiz show segment right here. Stay right with us.
Tactical Legion Knives, a West Virginia owned and operated company that specializes in heavy duty tactical knives and gear for the professional warrior, the weekend warrior, and the outdoor warrior. Our products are built tough. For who? For warriors. Hey Mountaineer fans, make sure you go on Amazon and search Tactical Legion Knives, and when you do, make sure you put in the promo code 25TOBRADIO for Top Radio. You'll get 25% off on Tactical Legion Knives.
All right, welcome back to Top Radio. Guido here along with Johnson and Scoot, and it's time for our new segment, Bluff the Fluff. Fluffs? Bluff the Fluffs. Yes, thank you. I am Alex Guido Trebek, and we will be asking the questions to Scoot and Johnson. And
let's do it.
This week's Bluff the Fluffs is 80s movies. That's the topic. After Scoot last week, 80s movies.
I'm at a distinct disadvantage here.
80s movies.
After, I feel like you just sunk my battleship.
No way. You got this. I feel like this is a topic where Scoot's like, oh yeah, I know everything. And then like, you know, you could say 10 things about Pretty Woman and Tron that Scoot doesn't know anything about.
I'm going to be upset if
there are a lot of questions about those two movies.
You're lucky to let Pretty Woman go. I opened myself up. I thought we were in the tree of trust, and you guys are going to hold that over me now. And so you are a bit of an 80s savant, so I am going to be challenge here.
So how this works is that I'll ask you questions about 80s movies. You get 5 points for a correct answer. If you're wrong or don't know it for some reason and you pass it, you can do a steal and the other person can get 10 points. And at the end, we'll pick a winner and they will get nothing from us other than bragging rights for the next week. So
now, are you keeping score? Because I don't really want Scoot doing math.
No, I'll keep score.
Thank you.
So, randomly before the show, we flipped a coin, and Johnson, you came out as the winner, so you get to go first.
Sweet.
So, here we go. First question of Bluff the Fluffs, Johnson.
Is there a timer?
When I say you have to have an answer by is the timer.
Right? Okay. All right.
So here you go. First question of Bluff the Fluffs. What 1980s and 90s movie star appeared on the soap opera General Hospital from the years 1981 to 1983.
1981 to 83. I'm going to go Rick Springfield.
That's wrong. I'm sorry. Scoot, do you want to try to steal 1981, 1983? 1980s, 1990s movie star.
Hmm.
Yeah, you got it, Scoot. Come on,
Scoot. There's no Googling.
Yeah. I want to say. That's tough. That's tough. 1980s, 1990s movie starred on General Hospital. I am going to say. Oh God, I'm going to say Luke Perry.
Nope. It was everybody's favorite 1990s stripper, Demi Moore, was on General Hospital. So,
oh, really?
I thought one of you guys would have known that.
I did not know that.
That's a tough question.
What did you think? I was going to ask easy questions.
I was hoping you'd throw some meatballs at us.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. I mean, like, what's the point?
All
what's
right.
the All what's right. the point just, of doing this? All right.
We're ready.
Scoot, let's go.
Scoot, all right, Scoot. This is to you, Scoot.
Okay.
So what in the movie Back to the Future, who did Doc Brown get plutonium from?
For the
DeLorean?
The Libyans.
Oh, very good. Correct answer. 5 points for Scoot.
Well done,
yeah.
Scoot.
Run, Marty. It's the Libyans.
And where did they get it? Where were they?
They were at a mall parking lot.
Because that's where Libyans
normally get your plutonium.
All right, Johnson, you need a point here.
I got to redeem myself.
All right. I'll give you this one. In the movie National Lampoon's Vacation, what was the name of the ugly green station wagon the Griswolds drove?
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on, Johnson. Give it to me.
The name of the car? They named their car?
No. It was like you drive a Toyota Camry or you drive. It was the brand of the car.
It was a station wagon.
But it was a made up brand. God, I'm giving him like a ton of hints.
Don't give him hints. Come on.
Well, look, I genuinely don't know. I don't remember.
All right, Scoot. Can you get the steal for 10 points?
That would be, Johnson, the Truckster.
Ooh, I'll give it to you. It was the Family Truckster. I'll give that to you. Truckster. Yeah, good job. Perfect job there. All right, Scoot, back to you. Scoot's got 15 points now.
Time to run away with it.
Johnson, you still have a big old zero.
That's bad news.
All right, let's see here. In the movie, Scoot, One Crazy Summer.
Oh, God.
What was the movie that was being made on Nantucket? In that movie. In the movie One Crazy Summer, what was the movie that was being made on Nantucket?
I don't know. I will pass.
No. All right, Johnson. One Crazy Summer. What was the movie?
One Crazy Summer in Nantucket. I'm going to go with No One Knows. What kind of question is this?
Come on, it's a great movie. You should definitely... I feel like you guys don't know your 80s movies at all. That's a...
Scoot gets the Libyans.
Come on. All right, Johnson.
This is back to you, Johnson.
What was the answer?
Oh, the answer was Foam 2. I'm sorry. The answer was Foam 2. It was like a spoof on Jaws.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jaws 2. Foam 2. All right, Johnson. I feel like maybe I'll try to give Johnson a little bit of a softball here. Johnson, what was the license number, the license plate number?
What?
On the vehicle in Ghostbusters.
In Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Ghostbusters. You remember Ghostbusters, right?
I remember Ghostbusters.
It was like one of the largest grossing comedies of the 80s. The little vehicle that
I'm picturing the car.
Yep.
The license plate.
I feel like Scoot's got it too.
I've got a guess. I'm trying
to picture it. So, I don't know. I don't know. I can't venture a guess. I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right, Scoot. Can you get it for the steal?
Let's try 666 Ghost.
No, it was Ecto-1.
Ecto-1. Yes, they were the Ecto-mobiles.
I thought that was the name of the car.
All right. We're not getting anywhere, right? We're 15. You guys are just terrible at this. I thought you would be a little bit better. And I didn't even take the hard questions off the internet when I got this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, right. All right. This is a hard one, though. So back to Scoot on this one.
Boy. Great. Thanks.
Scoot. Come on, Scoot.
Because I know Scoot loves his sci-fi and his all that stuff.
Oh, good grief.
Scoot, in the movie Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars movie, all right? Yeah. In the movie Empire Strikes Back, what actor from Cheers was in that movie?
That would be Ted Danson.
Wrong. And I will take either the actor's name or the Cheers character name. Oh, so we know it's not Ted Danson and Sam Malone, so that really helps you out a little bit there, Johnson. What actor from Cheers was in The Empire Strikes Back?
I got other guesses.
In The Empire Strikes Back. Okay, so I want to say the old man that ran the bar, but I don't know his name, so I'm just going to go with Woody Harrelson.
No, that's wrong.
Can I take another guess?
All right, go ahead. No. Take another. You don't get points for it, though.
How about George Wendt?
Nope, it was John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin.
Oh, the other, yeah, Cliff.
Cliff Clavin.
Cliff Clavin played a rebel fighter. Hey there, you know me. That's a pretty good Cliff Clavin. Played a rebel fighter in The Empire Strikes Back. So as we still stand here, we got two questions left.
Questions suck.
Oh man, I feel like, all right.
They're tough.
I could do this one. All right. I got the last question here. Second to last question. All right. And there's another National Lampoon's Vacation question. This is for Johnson. Johnson, in the 1983 movie National Lampoon's Vacation.
All right.
Where?
I've already shown I'm an expert at this movie.
Where were the Griswolds heading on their cross-country trip? What was the final destination?
It was the amusement park with the moose that he punched in the nose. Oh, but man, I can't.
I know what the name was.
It was like. It was like Wally World or something like that.
Right. Nice.
Did I get it? Sweet. On the board.
5 points. I didn't hear any applause.
He's on the board. Yeah, right.
I heard it in my head.
Oh, did I hit it? There you go.
Thank you. Feel better.
Good job. All right. Final question here. final question here, guys. The way we do this question is worth 25 points. If you know the answer, let me hear your buzzer noises. Make a buzzer noise there, Johnson.
Meep, meep.
All right, that's Johnson's buzzer noise. What is that?
I am the road runner. Whoever I participate in quizzes.
Whoever buzzes in first will get to answer the question and get a shot at 25 points, and then it can be stolen by the other person for the win. All right, here it is. So get your buzzers ready. What was the highest grossing film of the 1980s? Nobody, come on. What was the highest grossing film of the 1980s? 1980s, the highest grossing film. Scoot?
Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby.
No, that is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Whoever comes the closest without going over?
No, not gross, like in not a good movie. Like,
can I still venture a guess?
Yeah, no, you can. This is for the steal and the win. If you get this right, Johnson,
I'm gonna go Gremlins.
Oh, that was a good guess, but wrong. All right, so Scoot, back to you. So if we went by who's closest right now, Johnson would win it. But let's go back to you, Scoot. Okay. Highest grossing movie. What movie made the most money in the 1980s?
I have another guess.
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
That's a great film.
All right, last guess for me. I'm going to go E.T.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Nice. Johnson, 25 points.
And do he I wins. Still get the 25 points? Yes, look
wins,
at this.
He wins 30-15, and Johnson wins the first ever Bluff the Fluffs on Top Radio. And
that's ridiculous.
And Scoot,
you done got bluffed.
Scoot, you were like, oh, I know everything about 1980s movies, but yet you lost in a competition about 1980s movies.
I feel like you went out on a limb with Three Men and a Baby.
I didn't think you'd have anything close.
You still had Ted Danson on the brain, didn't you?
I did. It was a good movie.
I feel like it was not a movie that
you got Gutenberg, you've got Danson.
And Selleck.
Yeah. Like that. Listen.
I mean, that is a winning trio.
Selleck gets the ladies to the theater.
He does.
I get not answering that question. I get maybe if you had said like Indiana Jones or some other like, you know, Empire Strikes Back.
There were so many good choices.
There were so many good choices. I don't think Three Men and a Baby was ever like, oh man, that was a blockbuster.
I think its problem was that I think it had a limited release.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there were selected cities and maybe the producers did not choose the right places.
I feel like you're making crap up.
I think next week we should just do a Bluff the Fluffs on just the Police Academy movies.
Ugh.
Vortec Knives is a West Virginia owned and operated company. Specializing in high quality steel, fast opening, everyday carrier knives. If you go to VortecKnives.com today and use the code GYEO, you get a 25% discount on your entire order. That's Vortec, V-O-R-T-E-K, Knives.com, a West Virginia-owned and operated company specializing in fast opening, high quality, everyday carry knives. Vortec Knives. All right, welcome back to Top Radio. I'm Guido along with Scoot and Johnson. Don't forget to find us on the interwebs. You can go to tobradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Tob Guido, Scoot's at Tob Scoot, and Johnson's at Tob Johnson. And those are a bunch of zeros, not O's.
You can hit us, really, tobradio.com is your hub for all of that stuff. You can also find our link to Facebook on there. So check us out there, like and subscribe. It's all there on the website, tobradio.com.
Smash that like, smash that subscribe button. Scoot, what's going on, man?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it here recently. Actually, I think it was yesterday that it might have happened
yesterday, weekend,
where Brooks Koepka, the number three golfer in the world, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was in New York, and there was some sort of Michelob Ultra promotion where if he teed off from like a dock and put the golf ball on a barge that kind of looked like a green but also had the Michelob Ultra logo on it, then people in New York City we'll get a free Michelob Ultra beer, I think, on a specified date.
I feel sorry for them. That's a horrible thing to win.
A Michelob Ultra.
A Michelob Ultra.
Lost.
Yeah, I feel like they lost.
I thought we won something.
Yeah, I mean, really. A beer that only has 90 calories. That's great. Whatever. Why are you even drinking? Just drink water. Like, what the hell?
Now, for me, I don't know about the three of you. I think if... when we have the Taub open,
or the two of us,
of the three of us, I think I'd have the best chance of putting the ball on the barge.
Again, I can't say no, but okay.
Yeah, I feel like when we ranked golfers, you fell third, but okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that either of you guys could do that?
I
feel confidently that I could not.
It was moving. It was a moving barge too, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
I'm assuming it was moving.
Moving of some. Yeah, right. I don't know. What was the distance, Scoot? Do you know how far he had to hit it?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what the distance was. If it was a chip shot, if it was like, you know, I was hitting a little pitching wedge or nine iron, maybe I could do it. You know, if we get past the nine iron, it might be hard for me to be that accurate. It might be hard for me to pinpoint my shot. Like if you're saying he hit a driver or a four iron, you know, but if you're hitting a short wedge,
since it's hard for me to get a golf ball in the air.
So for him, that's a pitching wedge. For me, that's probably a nine iron, maybe an eight iron. So,
some free beers on May 16th for everybody.
Nice, nice. Could I do it? Probably. I couldn't do it in the first try. It would take me a good few dozen tries.
I feel I would do really well. And here's why.
Scoot, we are shocked.
We are shocked that you feel like you could do it.
But please explain.
But yeah,
have you ever been to the driving range?
Yes, I have. Yes.
You know how many times I have hit the fool driving the car thing that picks up the golf balls? Listen.
So
which
first
is
of
always
all,
hilarious to me. That's such a lame thing, but it always makes me laugh.
When that guy's out, that is target numero uno.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That is the guy I am going to crush with a ball.
He's just getting shelled.
I could care less about what I'm actually trying to do. I am trying to time it up so that I scare the crap out of that guy as he's driving the golf ball collector.
You know he's out there too, like, ha everybody, like, you know.
Go ahead, hit me.
Shot. Yeah.
I'm in this.
Put one in his
I'm on a golf cart with a cage around it. I'm okay, but still.
I would love to drive one of those things.
That would be a good job for you. I definitely agree. That would be
possible retirement.
I would love to be on the driving range while you're driving one of those things.
Yeah, we would like to be the people.
I would try to make
shell
it so that
you
couldn't hit me.
Yeah.
I would try to dodge them.
Dodge them. Duck it and dive.
You're like out there collecting golf balls at like 35 miles an hour or something. Peeling out.
So
doing
I feel
laps.
Like because I do hit those guys often when I go to a driving range, that I feel I could hit the barge moving.
Here's the first question I want to ask. Scoot, when was the last time you were at a driving range?
Ah, that's a good question. It's been some time.
It's been some time. Are we saying years?
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. It's been a couple years. We're talking
it's
years.
It's been a couple years. A couple years.
Okay. Okay.
When you golf as well as I do, I mean, I believe Allen Iverson ranges. Said it best when he said, "Practice."
We talking about practice?
Not a game. But practice.
So Scoot, just building off of this, when it comes to sports in general, is there a sport that you look at myself or Johnson and you say, "Oh, they're probably better than me at that."
Ooh.
First of all,
he's gonna.
And it's got to be like a real sport. Like you can't say like tiddlywinks. Like it's got to be.
You might be better. I would say both of you could give me a challenge in bowling.
In bowling. When was the last time you went bowling? I can tell you. I went bowling probably three months ago.
Oh, easily. You got me beat. It's been years. I'm going to say like three or 4 years.
Could if you went to a bowling alley right now, could you break 100?
Oh, yeah. I'd break 100.
I could break 100, yeah.
Are you saying like you'd bowl like 150 or are you bowling like,
I think,
you know,
yeah,
108?
I think 140 to 150 range. I think that would be a fair assessment.
I think you're being optimistic.
Ooh.
I don't.
Top Open's going to become.
It's going to be like Top Olympics now.
It is. It's going to be the Top
mini
Olympics.
Mini golf, frisbee golf, bowling, all right, regular golf. You know, we're going to have to hit. We'll have to find a batting cage.
Are we talking bumpers or no bumpers?
No bumpers. Regular ball, not the candle pin stuff that they play up here.
I don't need them, but I thought maybe you guys would be angling for that.
I will tell you that the last time I went bowling, my high score was 121.
Ooh.
So 121. And that was probably the second. What do they call it? Game? I don't know. Then they call them frames. Whatever they call
frame.
Them.
Frame. No, frame would be the
frame is
the square.
Frame's like the inning, right? And isn't the I don't know. Anyways,
right.
it'd be the second.
Do you think the same guy that came up with baseball rules also thought, you know what? If this baseball thing doesn't work out, I can do something with a board and a ball.
He had something to fall back on.
And that came after. Bowling a 93. So. I will say that I am not the bowler, quite the bowler.
That's pretty sorry.
I'm surprised.
Let me ask you this, Scoot. What about baseball? You think that if we were hitting baseballs, I could hit more baseballs out of the infield than you could?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I am gonna say no.
Where are we going to go to hit all these activities at one time?
Well, we're going to need a month to do it with all the activities that we got. You know, it's going to be like a day of going around.
I think I can hit the ball.
You think you can hit the ball? When's the last time you played baseball?
Baseball? Baseball's been a while. Softball I've played recently.
Okay, so... Softball's like it's a bigger ball, so it's like easier to hit. Like you see it coming.
That's true.
It's a little, you know.
That is true.
What about you, Johnson? Like, what do you feel like? Do you feel like you could take Scoot in any of these
things?
Here's
what I feel. Johnson is going to say basketball. Anything basketball related, he feels he can dominate us.
I don't. Yeah.
I am terrible at basketball. I will tell you that I will say that I'm probably the worst of the three of us in basketball.
Basketball is probably my sweet spot. Outside of that, though, I mean, I'm old and slow now, so it starts to limit my
options. I mean, I think it's kind of obvious at our, you know, old boys' age that there will be no speed or endurance challenges during this.
I feel I would trash you clowns in water polo.
that's on. It's like, definitely on.
Treading water, that's my thing, man.
That's your thing.
Tread water.
You can tread water. You get those long legs.
Figuratively and literally, I can tread water.
I don't want to take my shirt off, so I feel like I will just give you that one.
That's good.
Guido
that's
does easy. It when he's riding the mower.
I do.
He's shirt off.
Shirtless on the mower with the beer and then riding the mower. I just
no.
Just,
I don't know. I really don't know. I would have said, you know, I would have gone basketball. I would have said maybe. I don't know. There was a time I would have said maybe like baseball, like throwing a baseball, stuff like that. But man,
I can tell you that I have firsthandedly thrown an object way farther than Mr. Johnson with our non-dominant hand.
Yes, with our left hands, Scoot has crushed me.
Scoot is better. Right. How fast do you throw in a baseball there, Scoot? How fast can you throw a baseball? Ooh.
I don't know now. Back in the day, carnival or a fair, I was hitting mid to upper 70s.
That's about where I was, mid to upper 70s.
78,
did they call you El Chapo?
Yeah. I just really want this to happen because like the whole golf thing just irks me because he talks the golf thing like he is a pro.
And I will beat you badly in bocce.
you won't beat me in bocce either. I can take you in bocce. I'm Italian. Well, my name's Guido. Yeah, Scoot. That's not Italian.
I won't be putting a golf ball on a moving barge, but I think I could still be decent at golf. Golf is more about like, even though I don't like golf, I'm okay. Like, golf is sometimes
Johnson,
interesting to watch. But
as a guy that may have played some racquetball.
No.
College? No?
Negative. No, that's a big negative.
See, that would kill. Like, I can't do racquetball. I don't understand.
But golf gives me hope because you might go out to play a round of golf and you'll see some old dudes still successfully playing golf.
Yeah, that's because those old dudes, they've retired now. They don't have jobs. They play like 7 times a week. Like, that's.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all about just control, keeping it in the fairway. You know what I mean? Golf is a sport you can kind of be a little more clever. You don't have to, like, overpower it or anything. So I feel like. You know, that's why I think that's why people still do that. You're not going to be out running wind sprints and like, you know, throwing football passes.
That's true.
But you can still manage a, you know, a golf swing.
Yeah. Endurance is not. Yeah.
Who do you think could throw a football into a, like a tire?
Trash bin. Yeah.
Better.
Oh, that would be good. That's fun.
I don't know if I would be that great at it.
No. Johnson and I, we sometimes will go to a summer gathering.
Yes.
And we often will throw the big skin around. Hey, fellas, you're throwing the big skin and you're button hook me, huh? And like a Roger Staubach.
Yeah, and there actually is some trick shot to that. Scoot,
yeah, we do some of that
kind
of stuff.
If you think about it. Yeah, we kind of do some of that stuff.
And there's some alley-oop throwing to the children into a pool.
Yes. That's true.
Which we really enjoy doing that, and I enjoy having somebody throw one to me. Like Johnson will throw the old big skin to me, and I will. Sometimes he will button hook me, and but a lot of times I will catch it, and it's fun.
So Guido, we have had some practice on that, so you might want to watch
guys,
out.
Know,
you
might
not want to enter into that blindly.
That
yeah.
No. I think I could take you guys in tennis, though. I mean, I did win a trophy in junior high for tennis.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds like a Scoot statement right there.
Yeah, in junior high, there were some tennis lessons involved.
Really?
I won trophies, yeah.
Wow, it's like Guido Agassi.
I would say your hair is the most like Andre Agassi's of the three of us.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes, I definitely.
Anytime I am near a tennis ball with a racket, I want to crush it like a baseball. I'm the worst
would be
tennis
the one,
player of
we
the
would
three
be,
of us.
We would be like, oh man, we don't have any more tennis balls left. Scoot hit them all into the river.
I am pinging the ball off the back fence every time. Almost every time. I'm
like,
I'm gonna crush this ball.
Don't you know the rules? Ooh. Ah, paintball.
What did you say? Paintball. That would be fun. Yeah, that would be really fun.
Paintball would be fun.
Paintball,
yeah, it would.
I think he said ping pong though.
I did say ping pong. Table tennis.
Table tennis.
I thought you said paintball.
But
I would be
enjoy
amazing.
Paintball.
Ping ball. I mean ping pong.
Ping
well, that
ball.
Would be fun too.
We could
ping
do both.
Ping pong would be fun too, but it's
at the same time, you know, playing ping pong while
with,
we shoot each other with paintball guns.
Yes. Or
that's a new sport.
A ping
million
pong
dollar idea.
Ball,
don't steal
you
it
just
anybody.
Use a paintball.
I do think that. Paintball would be fun.
Yeah.
I think
it's the way you're enunciating paintball. It sounds
or ping pong.
It sounds paintball? Like paintball. Yeah, say ping pong real fast.
Ping pong.
See, paintball.
I hear it.
I hear paintball. Yeah, right.
Okay. Table tennis.
Table tennis.
Well, now you sound like
nobody calls it that. Though. Who calls it table tennis except for maybe a gym teacher?
I don't know. Probably the people that are wearing Vineyard Vines with Lido at the Derby are talking about table tennis.
It's going to be my table tennis game.
I feel like there was a time in college where I was very good at table tennis.
Winnie, get the wine and cheese for the ping pong later, the table tennis.
I don't know. I think we had a ping pong table for all. Now it's like funny when you say ping pong; it makes me laugh.
We had one
for a while, yeah, and then we got rid of it. I don't know. I feel like that's
or like
those...
a pool table, like pool.
Ooh, billiards.
Would you win it? Pool
billiards.
I think
prefer
you guys
billiards.
Would beat me there. It's geography or geography. No, it's not geography. It's not geography. It's geography.
I'm going to hit this. Is the eight ball into South Africa.
Oh, we already said that, didn't we? When we did the round the world versions of golf, you already said putt-putt, right?
So. Yeah, we'll do putt-putt, definitely. Well, it will be interesting. The Top Olympics now, as it's become, will be interesting when we finally pin that down. But listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have everybody's favorite segment, hashtag open segment, right here on Tob Radio. Welcome back to Top Radio, Guido along with Scoot and Johnson, and it's time for everybody's favorite segment, hashtag open segment, right here on Top Radio, brought to you by Tactical Legion Knives. Tactical Legion Knives, check them out on Amazon.com. They're a cut above the rest. Scoot, yes. What do you got for open segment?
Okay, well, this is a story coming to us from Europe.
Yay, Europe, yay!
All right.
That's like Johnson's home away from home. Johnson, you've never been to Prague, have you?
No, I have not.
In the Czech Republic?
Yes, Prague is very famous for a lot of their architecture, I guess.
Okay.
They also have a zoo there.
All right.
And the zoo has decided to open up a permanent exhibit.
Yes.
The exhibit is the world of animal excrement.
Oh, okay.
So they will be showing
off. It sounds lovely right off the bat, but do tell.
Do tell.
They will be showing off fossil turds.
I'm on Expedia.com right now.
They have some excrement from the modern-day gorillas, lions, elephants, horses, turtles, wombats, camels, and other animals in all various sizes, shapes, textures, and colors.
So I immediately have a question. Can I ask?
Sure.
Okay. So since you led off with architecture, I'm assuming that, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't assume, cause we're talking zoo poop and I didn't expect to be talking about that in the first place. So,
right.
Is this like, this is excrement that has just been left out to sit, and that's like why it's now in its current form? Or my question initially was, who is the guy that has to like make the turd mold that the like cement or whatever is poured into? Cause that's gotta be a terrible job. I'm thinking,
well, and I'm thinking too, like, how about the guy that has to like write up the little placard and has to like, you know, this is lion poo. As you can see, there's, you know, bits of what I don't even know what they what are they eating, like gazelle? I don't know. Like what? Like what do you tell them?
You can like, see right here the gazelle's face in the.
Oh, that's disgusting. Now, but it's like it's a hearty texture based on his diet of giraffe and gazelle. I don't know.
Maybe
that is
the
awful.
Most interesting thing about this story is the zoo director.
Not the fact that it's a museum of poop.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, Scoot.
The zoo director's name is Miroslav Bobek, B-O-B-E-K, which apparently in Czech literally means poop. Bobek.
That's like if they did it at the Cincinnati Zoo, a guy named like Steve Turd was the one who was the curator for the poop
Fred
museum.
Crabber. He's like I was born to do this.
I was born to do this. Here's my question. Why does it have to be some sort of like why can't they just have like one of the helpers shovel from like the gorilla pen and bring it into the museum? I mean, it can be, you know, fresh every day.
I they could do that.
This
it would
is
be
awful.
Like a...
That's the worst idea I've ever heard. Even for people in Europe where, let's face it, there's weird ideas. This is a weird idea.
And like, isn't the, like a zoo obviously is like probably a for-profit entity. Like, isn't the idea to try to entice people to come and see your zoo? So, you know, like a lot of times the zoo's like, oh, we're getting giraffes and everybody wants to go see the giraffes at the zoo or whatever it might be, you know. Bobo the panda had a baby and everybody wants to go see that. Like, who in their right mind is like, hey, honey, I'm so excited to go to the zoo to see the poop exhibit.
Well, and
there's been a big ahead, push. Scoot. This whole zoo, like,
there's been a big push. No pun intended.
Big push.
The exhibit coincides with the zoo's publication of a new edition of the Encyclopedia of Excrements.
Man, they are really all about their poop over there.
Man, there are probably like 200 people in the world.
They're really putting a big push on that, Scoot.
It's not like that movie Constipated. Did you hear about that one? Did you hear about that movie?
Go ahead. I'm waiting. Go ahead.
It hasn't
waiting.
Come out yet.
I was waiting for the joke to drop there. Sorry.
Oh, that's a good joke. That's a good one. Now, I can give you another little story, a little tidbit that I also
wait. I just want to, before you go
back to the poop. Gotcha.
No, before you move on. No, I actually want to have a side conversation.
Scoot, slow down. We are still on poop.
I want to have a side conversation because isn't this twice, Johnson, in the last 2 weeks of doing this show where Scoot has brought up something about pooping? We talked about his travel habits of when he comes home last week and then this week.
He always veers us over on to the poop exit.
I thought you guys would be interested.
He likes that potty. He likes that
on in Europe.
He likes that potty humor. That
I
toilet,
know that both of you guys are jet setters and like to travel. I just thought maybe this could be someplace you'd put on a bucket list.
Scoot, if you were flying to Prague, when you arrived in Prague, would this be the first place you would go, or would you go
so that I could poop?
You'd be part of the exhibit.
I mean, who's to say? What if somebody tried to mix one in? Like you got Johnny Zookeeper, and he's angry about his job, and he says, "You know what? I'm going to make you guys look really stupid. I'm going to take a dump here, and you're going to go around, and tour guides are going to say, oh, look at the elephant poop, and it's Johnny Zookeeper.
He just drops trow and then writes himself up a placard, is what you're saying?
I don't know Prague
exhibit?
Very well.
Would they call that a living exhibit?
I don't know Prague very well, but I think that is definitely going to happen in this exhibit. Like, that is this oh, destined so to happen. I hope there's somebody in the Czech Republic listening to us right now and will go and do that.
I mean, you open yourself up to a lot of crap that could happen. And,
I do a lot of researching of strange stories, which is probably why I've been running this open segment here lately. Mm-hmm. I did come across another story, just a little blurb, came across my ticker tape, across the wire.
What are you? You're like P.T. Barnum reading the ticker tape.
No, like I'm like.
Is that what you do,
Scoot?
You get your monocle and you look at the little. Yeah.
In Florida, just outside of Tampa, there was a lady that was pulled over.
Figures.
Maybe you heard about this. Did you hear about her?
Negative.
She got pulled over. She had an animal in her pants.
All right.
When she was pulled over, perhaps an alligator. Maybe you've heard of that.
Oh, okay.
An alligator in her pants?
She had an alligator in her pants. And 41...
Ma'am, are you just happy to see me, or is that an alligator in your pants?
41 turtles in her car.
Was she? Was she stealing them?
Also in her pants.
Is this a? Was this a thievery? Like, why would you?
Yeah.
Florida. What the? Like, why?
And how did the alligator not eat the turtles?
Or whatever else was inside her pants. Like, wouldn't the alligator just start biting? Well, that's true. Yeah, she was pulled over. This was Monday morning. So this was yesterday.
Fresh, very fresh.
The unidentified woman showed an officer the reptile when asked, "Do you have anything else?" There are also 42 striped mud turtles and one soft shell turtle, which I don't even know what that means.
I would assume that the shell is soft.
That sounds gross.
Well, but that makes me think.
In Punta Gorda, which is 100 miles south of Tampa.
Yeah, that's where my in-laws. That's near, very near where my in-laws live.
Well, maybe
that's Retirement Central there. What's she doing? Does it say what she was doing with them? Was she stealing them? Are they her pets? Like, was she moving?
She did not. There's no more details on this.
And then my next question is like, how does this make the news? Like, who finds this out? Like, is there somebody in Florida that their full-time job is they're sitting by a police scanner, and like anytime the police get on the radio, they're like, they like write it on the internet.
That's not what it sounds like.
Like, that's,
I'm not sure what's going on with people, but it's getting out of control.
The people are out of control. Florida people are out of control. People in Prague are out of control. It's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with people and animals here lately. Animals have been an issue. And then, of course, we talked about the gentleman that was sticking the chainsaw down his pants.
Yeah,
so let me ask you this question real quick. One of our last things here for our show. Which is more dangerous, sticking an alligator down your pants or sticking a chainsaw down your pants?
I'm going to go alligator.
Yeah, I mean, I would think alligator too. I mean, chainsaw, if you're smart enough, you know that, hey, it's not running. You know, maybe there's a cover on the chain part, you know, the blade, you know, to protect you. Alligator, man, it could just be hungry at any point and be like,
yeah, I mean, you got an alligator rooting around down there. I don't you can't control that
rooting around. What are you doing down there, little alligator?
Well, that dude's gonna be angry. Listen, he's not gonna be still.
rooting around in my pants.
I don't wear pants like Guido does. I don't wear those tight pants. So,
right, me either.
But I don't think I could fit an alligator down my pants or a chainsaw down my pants.
Should we try that when we do the Top Olympics? See if you can shove an alligator.
An alligator or a chainsaw down our pants?
I
want to go alligator.
I'm out on the alligator thing. You guys can do that.
I'll let Scoot go first.
And we don't typically wear really baggy pants.
Well.
Right? That's not the trend.
I don't, you know. There are too many variables in this conversation of what was the woman wearing, how large was the alligator, you know.
Would it be ironic if her pants were Lacoste?
They were in her Izods. Well, and what was the thought process too? Because you know the police, there was probably a conversation in the car like, oh no, the cops, be cool, just shove it in your pants, be cool, like, just, it'll be fine.
I'm sure when they're like, hey, get your hands on the dash, stop messing around in there, they're thinking like, she's stuffing drugs somewhere, she's got a firearm,
sure,
she's got an alligator.
Right. Would you want to? How do you feel if you're the cop that's got to like pat her down and you find that alligator?
Yeah, that's the weird. Like, I wonder if that's how they found it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I again will. You know, as much as their weather is wonderful, we'll chalk this up to another reason why I probably won't move to Florida anytime soon. So, guys, that'll do it for another week of TOB Radio. We thank you for listening, and don't forget to hit subscribe on iTunes if you get a chance. Before we go, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our sponsor. Scoot, tell us a little bit about Tactical Legion Knives.
Tactical Legion Knives. It's a family-owned and operated company with a focus on heavy-duty knives. We love knives and have been in the knife industry for more than 15 years. When you buy a knife from us, you're buying a knife to last. We're a cut above the rest. Tactical Legion.
right. Thanks, Scoot. Guys, have a great week. We'll be back next week with another show and talking hopefully less about Florida and more about and less about poop. I hope we're talking less about defecating as well. That'd be nice.
On the to-do list, talk less about poop.
Less about defecation. All right. So listen, everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week. And thank you for listening to Tob Radio.